I've always been prone to...
This weekend, when I was out walking, I had one of those proper realizations. You know, when they just pop into your head, it feels like. I can't really trace it to anything that I've read or heard lately. I think I can pick up on a thread from it. But it really just popped into my head. And the realization was... Control over your feelings is more like a volume dial or a button rather than a cage or a prison or like I said, a damp blanket. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What it means to be in control of your emotions and how I've seen that before, and what this realization did to me. This is Caspian with a riff on controlling your emotions. I've always reflected quite a lot. I've been a reflective person, and I've thought a lot about things ever since, as long as I can remember. And I've heard that I started at an early age. One of the things that I've spent the most time probably thinking about is emotions and behaviors related to emotions. Since I was a young kid, I've been afraid of my own emotions and behaviors connected to those emotions, especially strong ones. I've never been a big... I've only really been outward very angry. Like a handful of... I can remember the amount or the times that I've been in rage, other than in sports, I should say, because connected to sports, I'm let loose, and we're gonna talk about that. I've always been sort of dialed down and held my feelings back, and especially strong ones. I've only ever gotten into one or two fights with my mom where we both screamed at each other or raised our voices. I've never been in a fight with any teachers. I've never been in a fight with almost anyone else. I've had one proper fight with my father, the same volume or kind of behavior. And especially anger has been hard for me, but also sadness and to some extent joy. So I started researching this back when I was in gymnasium, and I thought it was something wrong with me. For a very long time, I thought I was autistic because of this. And I realized over time that it's more the fact that this is who I am. It's not anyone's fault, and it's not a bug in the system. I'm pretty toned down in that sense. I have so many anecdotes connected to this, but in one very fitting one is in gymnasium, where I went to lunch. I had a girlfriend at the time, and she didn't walk with me. She had I thought she was at the doctor's. And when we arrived to lunch, she rushed up to me, ran up. She jumped physically onto me, and she said, "I passed my driver's exam. I'm going to have a driver's license." And I was so happy for her. I was really, really, because I knew that she'd been working hard for it, and she was really looking forward to be able to drive by herself. So I said, "I'm so happy for you." Not much more excitedly than that. And I said it over and over again. I'm so happy for you. Wow, congratulations, you worked so hard for this. A bit more excited, but not a lot. And she got furious with me. She thought I wasn't happy for her. She thought I didn't express the happiness and well, it was a clear miscommunication between the two of us and two different styles of communication, but also two different types of personality, right? As I said, I've always been this low tone, sort of dialed down type of person, or I should say, for as long as I can remember. Until a couple of years ago when I realized that that's not sustainable. I need to be able to express feelings in a clear-cut manner, in a controlled sense, and with my own intention. I need to be able to communicate anger. I need to be able to communicate sadness and joy in a way that different people are going to perceive it as I intend. I haven't found the solution to this at all, but I've started working on it, and I've tried different ways, and I've tried to pick fights, I've tried to dial up anger, I've tried to dial up sadness, but the realization that came to me this weekend with it being a dial makes it a lot easier for me, because I've thought that I've been in control over my emotions. I thought that I had my emotions in check and that I had them under control and stored away. For some time, I even thought that I was doing the more of the right thing than other people, that I was better at controlling my emotions than someone who would get angry. And when I say do get angry, I mean raise their voices, make a scene, or communicate it in a stereotypically angry manner. And I don't think that's it, because it's not that I can't express anger. As I said, when I played football and when I watch it now, I'm a very stereotypical football person. I scream at my computer. I feel sorry for my neighbors when I'm watching football. I scream. I shout not very nice things. I get up in excitement and joy when we win. I cried when Chelsea won the Champions League a couple of years ago. I cried when they lost the final in the Champions League. By the by, 2 hours before I, or 2 hours after I'd chosen to root for them. I clearly have the span. I can dial it up. I just can't do it on demand. What I wanted to say by all of this is that I think a lot of people just like me have got it wrong about controlling your emotions. I think a lot of people think of it as a wet blanket, push them down, sort of make them as compact as small as possible and store them away and sort of mute it or dial it down as far as possible. And I just don't think that's control. I think that's muting it down and storing things away. If you can't choose to behave or react in another way, it's not really control, is it? You wouldn't say you could control a football if you could only kick it far. That wouldn't be a very good ball control, right? So it's a dial. It's something that you if you have control of your emotions, you can dial it up and down. You have a spectrum and you have a range. And that's something that I clearly want to work at or want to develop more, because I want to be able to express emotions in many different ways. Not the least in terms of doing these talks and speaking like this, because I don't know if you noticed, but this is my tone of voice. This is how I communicate. And I'm really excited about this insight. But this is as much control as I have. I could artificially dial it up a lot, my excitement, that is. But it doesn't come natural to me. I don't have that kind of control over it. That's it for this riff. I hope you find this insightful, and I hope you find the thought of control over your emotions being a dial rather than a wet blanket or a cage useful. If you recognize yourself in any of the things that I've said, I would love it if you hit me up with your own reflections and what you've done, if you've done anything, or if it bothers you in any way, because I know it has bothered me in most of my relationships with friends and girlfriends and family, everyone, at some point, at least. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the podcast. There is an audio version. I know that it might not be the preferred alternative for all of you. That's fine. Subscribe anywhere you want. It's on podcasts, YouTube. Do check out the show notes. I try to write a little note for each episode, usually with things that I realize after I've done the recording. And until next time, take care.